Monday night, the Assembly announced that it might consider Jay Sweeney as one of its finalists for municipal administrator. And on Tuesday, at City Hall, the phones rang and the email came in.
I've heard the terms backdoor deal at least a dozen times today.
That's City Human Resources Director Mark Danielson.
I think what we're trying to do here is have a proper process. And for me, that's a process where the citizens feel confident in the results of that process.
And the only other citizen to testify in person last night, School Board President Lon Garrison, said adding a new finalist late in the game does not build confidence.
Should Mr. Sweeney be added to that list, you may cast into question the transparency and equity amongst the other four members applying for the position.
Even Sweeney himself seemed a little uncomfortable being on the list.
I'm really concerned about the public perceptions of being selected for the position without having earned it and having gone through the same process as the other candidates. That's very bothersome to me.
Sweeney said he did not apply for the job originally for a few reasons. Among them, when applications were due, he didn't feel completely comfortable in the role of interim administrator.
Or putting another way, maybe in 5 to 10 years, I'd be in a position where I had more experience, more financial security, I'd be older, and I could better weather an early unanticipated end of my career at a timing other than my choosing.
That last line drew a chuckle from the Assembly and from the room. Sweeney is referencing the fact that city administrators don't exactly have a track record for longevity. He said he wants to raise his family here and didn't want to risk taking a job that could end abruptly and force him to move.
I'm the one who brought up Jay's name.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen. He says the Assembly on Monday night was listing off the qualities it wanted in a candidate and not reaching much agreement on any of the four that they had to consider. But Christensen thought Sweeney met most of the criteria they wanted.
So I said, you know, look, why are we flopping around when we've got somebody already in the position that could possibly meet more of the criteria that we're all looking for?
Michelle Putz said adding Sweeney's name to the list on Monday night was, if anything, evidence that the Assembly was behaving transparently and following open meetings laws. Phyllis Hackett, on the other hand, said Monday night's actions were a self-inflicted wound.
We had gained a lot of ground in public trust through this process, and this one incident last night, which really was a misconception, has seemed from the calls I've received today, which are many, to have eroded some of that trust that we have gained through this. And that saddens me greatly.
So the Assembly ultimately decided to not consider Sweeney for the job. They went into executive session with only the four names they had interviewed. Okay, that's enough process. Now let's talk about the result. When the Assembly emerged from its executive session about an hour and 15 minutes after it began, they actually nominated two of the finalists for the job, Mark Gorman and Sina Gubatayo, the current deputy borough manager in Ketchikan. Municipal clerk Colleen Ingman called the roll, and each Assembly member voted for his or her choice.
Mr. Hunter?
Gorman.
Mr. Squiro?
Gubatayo.
Mrs. Hackett?
Gorman. Reif and Esquiro voted for Gubatayo. Hackett, Putz, Christensen, Gorman. Matt Hunter, and Mayor Mim McConnell voted for Gorman. Christensen asked for reconsideration of the vote, and another poll was taken.
Obviously, it's public that Mr. Gorman was not my first choice.
Mike Reif.
Because he is the choice of the majority. And as I have said frequently, all four candidates were candidates that I thought would serve us well. I support Mr. Gorman as our next administrator and will vote for him on the reconsideration.
Pete Esquiro also switched his vote. Word traveled quickly to Gorman, who is already back in Laos. He told KCAW by email, quote, "I am elated and at the same time very humbled by this process. The support that I received from so many people in Sitka has been truly phenomenal and deeply appreciated." The Assembly offered him $125,000 a year, $15,000 in moving expenses, and 2 weeks of vacation already in the bank. Missing is a severance package that would have allowed Gorman to collect half a year's pay. That's the deal Jim Dinley took when he resigned in April. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.